All right, there are your starting lineups for tonight's contest between the Streaks and the Panthers. Thanks to PA announcer Jerry Warfield. Streaks in their road black, trimmed in silver and white. Panthers in their home white, trimmed in black and orange. In the center circle for the Streaks, Jamie Johnson at 5'9", and for the Panthers, Emily Heierman at 6'. Ready to get things underway tonight here on WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14 and WGIL.com. Galesburg High boys up 13-5 at the end of the first quarter. We'll keep you updated on that game. Panthers win the tip. Streaks with a trap at midcourt and a near Panther turnover. Ball gets tipped away. Finally, Megan Young comes up it for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Gives to Ty Peachy. Ty, top of the key on the dribble. Dribbles right against a, looks like they're running a kind of a spread out. I'm not sure if that was a 2-3 zone or what we were, but we have our first foul of the ball game. A bump called against.
Katie Megacy.
That's the first foul of the basketball game.
Interesting spelling for Megacy as well.
Yeah, M-E-G-Y-E-S-I. Ty Peachy, top of the key with it, goes to the right wing. Jessica Howard, wide open three-pointer, off the back iron, no good. Jamie Johnson with the offensive rebound. That's something the Streaks did very well against a very tall Maine South team on Saturday. Was pulled down some good offensive rebounds. Ty Peachy gives to Mickey Rodriguez on the left wing, but Ty got knocked to the floor. It was called for the travel. He got bumped by Megacy, but got called for the travel. Streaks turn it over.
Yeah, and I'm not sure that she actually traveled there. She got the ball out pretty quickly, but right when the bump happened.
Full court pressure from the Streaks. Inbound comes to Bamberg. She traveled, no call. Now across midcourt, running down the right side of the lane. The layup is up and good for Brooke Bamberg. Quickly back the other way. Streaks turn it over.
Pass a little too high right there for Megan Young. It was a long pass from about half court. I believe it was from Ty. And Megan was down on the baseline and just a little too tall for her. She couldn't get her hands completely on the ball. It kind of trickled off her fingertips out of bounds.
First line change for the Streaks. Myra Diggins, Paige Klink, Sadie Hamilton, Bailey Boyer in there along with Jessica Howard. Washington breaks the full court pressure, running down the right side of the lane, missing the layup was Hypes. But Megacy there for the rebound and putback for the Panthers. And the Streaks turn it over again. On another pass, tried to force it in underneath and turn it over.
Well, three straight possessions open the game with turnovers for the Streaks. Not very productive at this point.
And now the Streaks come up with this near steal on the full court pressure. Now Megacy gets loose behind the pressure, lays it up with the left hand up and in, and the Streaks trail 6-0.
There's going to be a quick timeout here. Here it is.
Yeah, just under 7 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Now Jessica Howard fires a three, left baseline, got it up and in.
A great equalizer.
6-3. Cut the lead in half with one shot. 6:41 to play first quarter. Near steal by Myra Diggins. Picking it up is Bambrook. And now a foul called on Bailey Boyer going after the steal.
Well, I didn't like that call right there because it was a kind of a jump ball right there between Bailey and Jenica Hypes. But what Bailey did wrong there was she went after the ball with both hands. Right there you want to take your inside hand, so that would have been her left because she was coming towards us. And put it in there and dig that ball out, it looks a lot cleaner and probably would have gotten away with the steal.
Well, the Streaks hit 15 threes on Saturday, on Saturday, 13 last Thursday night, and they've hit one here this evening. In for the Streaks, Rainey Sibley. Now a turnover by the Panthers as that ball was just thrown away. Jessica Lieber, Emma Junk, Rainey Sibley, Ty Peachy, and Jamie Johnson for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. 6:26 to play first quarter. Streaks trail 6-3. Panthers will pick up at midcourt. And they're going to play a man-to-man defense now. This is Emma Junk, top of the key, right wing to Ty Peachy. Ty looks over the defense outside the three-point arc. Now gets to Jessica Lieber, top of the key. She'll stop and fire the three. Off the back iron, no. Emma Junk pulls down the rebound and gets tied up by Kylie Ruder. And the possession arrow points toward the Galesburg Silver Streaks.
Well, I'll tell you what. Washington's being kind of nonchalant on chasing three-point shooters to the arc. They're going to learn in a hurry if the Streaks get too many of those wide-open looks.
Now Jessica Lieber on the inbound, has it on the right wing, looks for some help, and now a five-second call, and some help from Washington coach Randy Marchand on that one, and the Streaks turn it over for the third time already.
Well, Jess has to understand right there that if she's going to pick up her dribble, she's got to find somebody right away. She had a couple looks. Unfortunately, nobody was able to get wide open for her.
And it comes to Hypes in the backcourt. Now this is Megacy. She'll hand off to Bambrook. She gets it across midcourt, right side. On the dribble, top of the key, gives left wing. This is Hype. Drives in left side. Now kicks it to the right wing to Kylie Ruder. 10-footer by Bambrook as she got it up and no good. Rebound comes to the Streaks. Ty Peachy with it across midcourt, right of the center circle. Now, and she's going to be called for the carry. This is the second time in as many games Ty has gotten called for that. And I would say that technically it probably is a carry, but That's something that for some reason officials stopped calling about 10 years ago, and I don't know why Ty's gotten called for it a couple times in the last two games.
Yeah, it was kind of like her stop-and-go move, which was effective. Unfortunately, she got called for it.
Now the Streets get it right back on a Washington turnover as the player inbounding moved. I don't know if she may have actually stepped over the inbound.
Yeah, she did.
Bailey Boyer to inbound. She's in there with Jessica Howard, Mickey Rodriguez, Megan Young, and Sadie Hamilton. Jess stops and fires a three out high on the right side and got another one.
That was a deep one.
And we are tied at 6, 5.5 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Jess had four threes for 12 points on Saturday. Panthers break the press. Megacy runs down the right side. Shot blocked by Sadie Hamilton. Sadie brings the rebound down. She does a nice job with that, blocking the shot straight up and bringing down the rebound. Bailey Boyer has her pass kicked away to the near sideline. Streaks will have it in front of the Washington bench. 5:13 to play here in the first quarter. We are tied at 6. First substitution for the Panthers, Lauren Dwyer, a 6-foot junior, checks in, and she replaces Kylie Reuter, a 5'7 senior.
Well, I don't think Washington understood, and now they do, that Jess Howard has spike line range from three-point arc.
Sadie Hamilton inbounds into the backcourt to Bailey Boyer. Now right wing, Megan Young. She'll fire the three-pointer off the back. No. And the rebound comes down to Megacy for Washington. Megacy made a mistake there. And, oh, a push call. Are you kidding me? Wow. Who are they calling it on?
I don't know, because I didn't see Howard. Jess, wow. or Mickey even give much body at all. In fact, yeah. Megacy tried to go behind her back, and it almost looked like she got caught up with the ball a little bit. I thought they were actually going to call kind of a carry.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Megacy made a mistake. She had her momentum going forward, and she decided to pull the dribble back, and that's when she got trapped up. Into the ball game for the Streaks, Rainey Sibley, Paige Klink, Myra Diggins, Jessica Lieber, and Emma Junk. On the dribble, this is Bambrook on the right wing. Now goes top of the key to Megacy, left wing. It goes to Tyler Kuykendall into the ball game, 5'7 junior. Pass knocked away by Myra Diggins. Ball goes to the floor. Coming up with it is Hypes. Now on the blocks, they try to get it inside to Dwyer, and it goes off her hands, and the Streaks will bring it the length of the court with 4:40 to play in the first.
Well, what helped right there was Myra Diggins pressured D on Dwyer. She wasn't able to get a clean hand on the ball, and then she just kind of bumbled it out of bounds.
Paige Klink, nice look to Myra Diggins, running down the right side of the lane, got it, and the foul. Foul's going to go against Brooke Bambrick. Like to see that. Myra's so strong in there. She's an undersized post player, but she's so strong going up with it, she's able to get the shot up and in on the nice feed from Paige Klink. Myra Diggins goes to the free throw line with a chance at the traditional three-point play. Streaks with their first lead, 8-6.
Yeah, real nice move right there by Myra. You're right. They went right into her. She took it strong, got her shoulder squared to the basket, which is always important for those post players. She went up and was able to finish with the harm.
So Myra's free throw is up and good. Myra with three of the Streaks, 9. They lead 9-6, 4:29 to play first quarter. Back in for Galesburg, Mickey Rodriguez, Megan Young, Ty Peachy, Jessica Howard, and Jamie Johnson. Full court pressure from the Streaks. Megacy to inbound, throws the touchdown pass all the way down, running down the left side is Hypes, laid it high off the glass, and it fell through. Jenica Hypes with her first basket, make it 9-8 Streaks. Quickly back the other way, Jessica Howard, three-pointer right wing is good. That's her third of the first quarter, off to a much better start than she had on Saturday. Panthers break the full court pressure, but a pass knocked away by Ty Peachy is going to go out of bounds at the far end, and the Panthers will have it back with 4:10 to play in the first quarter, Streaks leading 12-8.
What has to frustrate Coach Massey right now is the fact that the touchdown pass was successful, because by this time of the season, you know that's a weakness in the defense. Somebody's got to have that back line, and you just got to sprint back once you see that girl take off.
On the right block, Megacy turns around, puts an 8-footer up and in. Katie Megacy was 6 of the Washington 10. Now Jessica Howard with a three-pointer right wing off the back iron, no good. Rebound comes down to Kuykendall. She gives way to Chloe Benson, a 5'5 sophomore in for Washington. Now on the right wing, this is Benson with it. She's going to fire a three-pointer way short. Rebound tipped around. It's going to go back to the Streaks as it went off of, I believe it was Dwyer in there that had a hand on it. Streaks get it back and bring in a new five. It'll be Jessica Lieber, Myra Diggins, Paige Klink, Sadie Hamilton, Bailey Boyer.
I'd be curious to know how many threes Chloe Benson's taken on the year, because she did not look comfortable putting that one
no,
up.
No, not at all. You wouldn't expect too many more to be fired up if they look like that. This is Sadie Hamilton, top of the key. Yeah, she traveled. Yeah. Sadie tried to make that quick move and didn't get her feet set before she took off with the ball, shuffled, and Streaks turn it over with 3:36 to play in the first quarter, leading 12-10.
She gets called for that a lot. Realistically, she just needed to take that ball straight down to the ground. She tries to hold it for a second and then go, and that's what gets her in trouble.
Backdoor pass on the right side to Hireman. She puts it up off the glass and in. That's her first basket. We're tied at 12. Top of the key. This is Sadie Hamilton. Fakes. Drives down the right side of the lane. Nice bounce pass to Myra Diggins on the left block. Oh, came up short with it. And a rebound. Now a tie-up called as it was. Hireman came down with a rebound, and Sadie Hamilton just stripped it away from her, put the shot up. As Sadie was putting the shot up, they called a jump ball.
Well, and Coach Marchand's having words with the official on that side, too, which I'm guessing he's asking for a foul, because right now Emily Hireman's holding her face like she got poked in the eye. And I think that's what Coach Marchand from Washington is rallying for at this point. But I agree, it looked pretty clean on the streaks end of things, and he's still kind of riding the officials about it.
Well, I just thought I didn't like the late whistle as the streaks get burned long again, running down the right side. This is Benson. She puts it up, can't hit. Bailey Boyer got back there. She's called for her second foul, 13 foul on the streaks. But, you know, by the time he had blown the whistle, I mean, honestly, Sadie just ripped the ball away from Hireman and went right up with a shot. And as she was going up with a shot, he blew the whistle to call the tie-up. At the free throw line is Chloe Benson. First shot is up, bounces around and through. Benson, a 5'5 sophomore guard for the Panthers, who retake the lead 13-12 with 3:12 left to play here in the first quarter. Second shot away. That's off the back iron, no good. Sadie Hamilton down with a rebound, gives way to Bailey Boyer. Bailey across midcourt left side, picks up her dribble, gives to Sadie Hamilton between the circles. Now it's Myra Diggins out high right side, right wing, two-page clink. Top of the key, Jessica Lieber. She'll fire the three. Off the back, no. Rebound comes down, and it's ripped away again by Sadie Hamilton. Goes to the floor, and she's going to get tied up. She had to rip it away again. I believe it was Kuykendall had her hands on it that time. Sadie ripped it away, couldn't quite hold on, went to the floor. Possession arrow points toward the Panthers. 2:54 to play in the first. Back in for the streak. Oh, no, it is streaks ball. Okay, I read
the
arrow
wrong.
Yeah,
it was. It switched on that last one.
Ty Peachy, Emma Junk, Jessica Howard, Jamie Johnson, Rainey Sibley in for the streaks. Jessica Howard, three-pointer out high on the left side is no good. Emma Junk down with a rebound, puts it up off the glass and got it. Nice job by Emma. Ripped it away from the Panthers, got it up off the glass and in, and make it 14-13 streaks. Washington with numbers. Now they're going to pull it out and set the offense. And the pass nearly stolen away. Wide open under the basket, though. Wow, a foul called on Ty Peachy. And Ty looked at the official like, where was the contact? But it was Dwyer. Or rather, Taylor Kuykendall that got free on the quick pass from Benson up top, and she's got a chance at the traditional three-point play.
Well, it's going to obviously be one of those games where you can breathe on the player and get a foul called.
Free throw. Johnson with a rebound for the streaks, who trail 2.5 minutes to play first quarter. Jamie Johnson, top of the key with it. Now gives to Emma Junk, right wing, to Rainey Sibley. Rainey on the dribble, picks it up and gives to Jess. Top of the key, fires from just inside the volleyball spike line. Got another one. Her fourth of the ball game. Make it 17-15 streaks. Inbound
12,
comes.
12 points already for Jess.
Yep, Paige Marchini. Is it Marchini? Did I get that?
Marchini.
Marchini for Washington. Now down the left side of the lane. It was Hireman. She can't hit. Jamie Johnson with the rebound. Jessica Howard, right wing, fires a three and got another one.
She's feeling it right now, 15
She's
points.
She's got five in the first quarter, and Coach Randy Marchand doesn't like what he's seeing from the Washington defense, probably even less what he's seeing from the Galesburg offense. We'll take a timeout, 1:54 to play first quarter. Streaks lead 20-15. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Live coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball at W.
Uh-oh. Back here at Washington High School, the Panthers burn the streaks long again, and Taylor Kuykendall gets it up and in off the glass. And now, I missed what happened. They're going to call a. What's the call going to be?
I think it's a foul, and it looks like Myers going to lock. Going to get.
Yeah, let's see. Somebody new into the ball game.
I thought he called Kuykendall. That 34.
That's what I thought. There's no 34 in the game. That's what they're asking the official.
Yeah,
that's been 14. So that's Taylor Kuykendall.
He's got to confirm now. He called it on Myra, but Myra's the one that's heads in line.
Yeah. Hope they're not going to switch it and send her to the other end. Yeah, it does go against 14, Taylor Kuykendall. Yeah. Okay, at the half, the Galesburg High boys leading the Sterling Golden Warriors 25-18 at John Thiel Gymnasium. So Myra Dickens goes to the free throw line with two shots for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. She's got 3 points on the night. First one is up, rolls around and through.
That's her second free throw of the night, and she's now 2 for 2 and 9 for 14 on the season.
Streaks lead 21-17. Actually, we're here in we're still in the first quarter. I forgot that was just a timeout. I've got her set on the wrong place here in my scoreboard. Second shot off the back iron, no good. Megan Young's going to be called for going over the back on the rebound. She went over the back of Megacy, and that'll be the first foul on Megan. And that is the 15th foul, I believe, on the 15th on the streaks now. Jessica Howard, 5 for 8 from behind the arc to start here at Washington tonight. 21-17 streaks lead. Now Myra knocks it away.
Oh, okay.
And boy, I thought maybe it had gone off with Reuter, but the official says no. And Evan Massey happened right in front of him. He didn't argue the
right.
The call.
I thought it Kylie Reuter just lost the handle on the ball, but yeah, they're saying that it was Myra that caused that event.
Back in for the streaks, Jessica Howard, Emma Junk, Mickey Rodriguez, Ty Peachy, and Jamie Johnson. Inbound pass tipped by Mickey Rodriguez, and coming up with it is Ty Peachy. Streaks with the steal, Ty on the dribble, free throw line, gives to Jamie Johnson, top of the key, drives into the paint, kicks back out to Ty at the top of the key. Now Jamie has it out high right side, fires a three-pointer off the back iron, no. Boy, Emma had the block out, just didn't know where the ball was when it came down. Thought she was going to be able to get a hold of it. Washington with it, right baseline. This is Reuter with it. Tried to get it on the right block, and the official pointed this way, then back the other way. It's going to go off the streak, so the Panthers will have it on their own right baseline. 1:11 to play, first quarter. Streaks leading 21-17. Inbound comes, top of the key to Megacy. She fires it's just inside the three-point arc, and the rebound comes down to the Panthers. This is Bambrick with it. Drives into the lane, 5-footer up off the glass and in for Brooke Bambrick. She's got 4, make it 21-19. Quickly back the other way. Jessica Howard right wing to Ty Peachy. Now gives to Jamie Johnson. Wide open 3 from straight on. Off the back iron, no. Ty tried to get the rebound, bounces away. Now the ball goes to the floor. Should have been a tie-up. Now they're finally going to call it. Possession arrow points toward the Panthers.
Seen a lot of tie-ups already in the early going here.
Yeah, and the one, you know, they waited and waited and waited to blow the whistle on that one as there's another 30-second timeout here. I'm not sure who called it. Coach Massey trying to talk to one of the officials. Thanks to Galesburg Nissan just off the square in downtown Galesburg as they provide our transportation to all Streaks road games. Tonight we're driving a 2011 Nissan Versa. It's a hatchback, nice red color. Right now, Galesburg Nissan discount of $500, customer cash of $2,000. You can save $2,500, save $500 and 0% for 60 months. On the Nissan Versa. 7 of them in stock, a car that gets great mileage, nice ride for a smaller car, nice four-door, plenty of room for our equipment and for us in the vehicle. Stop by Galesburg Lincoln Mercury just off the square in downtown Galesburg, North Broad Street, and talk to them. Hey, maybe you want a new Christmas gift. How about a new car? That'd be something good. Stop by and see them before Christmas this weekend. 42 seconds to play here in the quarter. Panthers with the basketball. Left wing. It is Hypes with it on the dribble. Now goes left baseline. Gives way to Kuykendall. Her shot is up and no good. Rebound comes down to Sadie Hamilton. She's in there with Bailey Boyer, Megan Young, Myra Diggins. Now Megan fires a three from the left wing. Can't hit. Rebound tipped around. Sadie's got a five-footer. Is up and good. First basket for Sadie Hamilton. Offensive rebound and putback. And the Streaks lead 23-19. 14 seconds to play. This is Kuykendall across midcourt. Gets the right wing to Hypes. Now on the block, pass knocked away. Nice hustle by Jessica Howard to get back. They thought they had Kuykendall, rather, that was Bambrick wide open under the basket. Jessica got there to knock it away.
8.8 left to go. You want to try to keep the ball out of the middle of the lane here.
Out it comes to Hypes, top of the key. Now right wing. It goes right baseline on the dribble. Kuykendall stops, puts up the 13-footer and got it. 1 second to play, and Bailey Boyer didn't get a shot off. Tried to take an extra dribble, lost a handle on it. We played one quarter of basketball. It's Galesburg 23, Washington 21. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Discovery Depot, where play and learning go hand in hand, and by Dr. Hausline and the Hearing Clinic in Galesburg. Proud to bring you the action of GHS girls basketball on WGIL.
This is Jeff Klink with Galesburg Nissan, wishing all the Streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown. The area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at galesburgcars.com.
Terry Cavanaugh here from the WGIL Morning News, congratulating Judy Holmgren of Galesburg, who won a Mannheim Steamroller gift bag today. And tune in tomorrow morning as we give away gift baskets of Christmas on WGIL.
Back at Washington High School, Ray Torrey Gymnasium, eight minutes to play in the first half as the second quarter getting ready to get underway. Streaks lead 23-21. Jessica Howard has been the story thus far for the Streaks offensively with 5 3-pointers. And just like we said, Eric, not that the Streaks are not playing well, not as well defensively as they like, but the Washington out ready to play a big game tonight against the Streaks.
They have been. And you know what? Unfortunately, outside of Jess, not a whole lot of offensive production yet.
Now it's fueled by Jessica Howard on the full court pressure. Mickey Rodriguez, left wing, three-pointer is blocked, and it looked like she got fouled on it. No call. It looked like Bamber came down on her arm. No call. Thought Mickey was going to go to the free throw line for three shots, but nothing doing, says the official. Right wing now, this is Bamber with it. Gets it on the right block to Hireman. First shot is up and no good. Rebound bounces around, goes to the floor. Finally, Megan Young comes up with it and gives way to Jamie Johnson. Jamie across midcourt left side, gives to Mika Rodriguez, back to Jamie. She'll fire the three from the left wing, comes up short, rebound tipped out by Megan Young. She finally brings it down, tries to get it out. It looked like she got fouled trying to make the pass, and coming up with the steal was Megacy. Now it is Heights with it on the left wing. Goes left baseline to Hireman. Now out between the circles, this is Reuter. Right wing goes to Bambrick. Her 15-footer is no good. Gets her own rebound now, though, as it came out long. And now it's Megacy on the right wing. She'll fire the three-pointer. Way short. Rebound comes down to Ty Peachy for the Streaks. 6:50 to play first half. Streaks lead 23-21. Nice pass from Ty Peachy. Got to rather with Jamie Johnson. Got it to Megan Young. Down on the block, running the floor. Laid it up. And are they going to count this one?
Should.
Yep, they counted. Yep, Megan Young with the basket. And goes to the free throw line with a chance at the traditional three-point play.
Megan Young comes into the game as a 61% free throw shooter. She's 19 for 31 on the season.
Streaks lead 25-21. Paige Klink, Sadie Hamilton, Bailey Boyer into the ball game for the Streaks. Free throw for Megan is up, and it is good. She's got three on the game. Megan 26-21. Streaks equal their biggest lead of the game at 5. As Myra Diggins checks in and replaces Megan, Jessica Howard stays on the floor with this group. Full court pressure, Megacy to inbound. And now Sadie Hamilton, they've got her playing back. Now a timeout call by Randy Marchand as they weren't able to get the ball in. But Sadie Hamilton actually playing back at the kind of the free safety position. Full timeout call. We will take a timeout as well. 6:46 to play in the half. It's Galesburg 26, Washington 21. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Dennis Twitty State Farm Insurance. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Proud to bring you the action of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL.
It happens.
And it can be anything unexpected.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. When it happens, it's our hope at Bates that we can make it as easy on you as possible.
Remember, Bates is here to make it better.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Hi, this is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Happy holidays from all of us at Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Back at Washington High School, 6:46 to play first half. Streaks lead 26-21. Galesburg High boys at the half at John Field Gym. They lead the Sterling Golden Warriors 25-18 is the score in that basketball game. Nice job by the Streaks defensively on that last time Washington trying to get it in. They get it in a little bit easier this time. Still in the backcourt. Megacy ball knocked away and stolen by Paige Klink. Bailey Boyer left wing, swing it to Jessica Howard. Right wing, fires a three, and she's got another one. Her sixth of the ball game, make a 29-21 Streaks. Now a near steal by Jessica Howard, but finally Megacy comes up with it, gets it across midcourt. Down the right side, Heights, nice job of the pass underneath. Found Dwyer, couldn't hit the shot. Gets her own rebound, and a foul is going to be called, I believe, on Sadie Hamilton. Well, let's see. Yeah, it does go against Sadie Hamilton, and that is her first foul. Or not? Is that right? I think it's.
I have her as one.
Okay.
Yeah. Whew. Lauren Dwyer trying to bring rain with that free throw.
First one is up and good, make it 29-22 streaks.
But it feels like there's been a lot more offensive rebounds by the Panthers, but I only have them at four. However, I think they've converted each one of the four now.
Second shot, no good, and Myra Diggins down with the rebound. That is, honestly, I think the highest arcing free throw I have ever seen. Top of the key, this is Sadie Hamilton. Left wing, it goes to Jessica Howard. Fires another three off the back iron. Right on target, a little bit long. Rebound comes out long to Reuter for Washington. Now a foul is going to be called. Is it Jessica Howard they're going to get?
No, I think Paige Klink. Paige.
Yeah, so Paige gets called for the reach, and the streak's over the limit, so going to the free throw line will be Paige Marchini, a 5'3 senior. She'll have a chance at the one and bonus.
Well, you could tell Jess is feeling good right now because that last one, even though she missed it, was right on. She caught just a little bit too much of the back side of the rim, and it popped it right back out.
29-22, streaks lead, 6:03 to play here in the first half. Free throw up and no good, and the rebound comes down to Dwyer for Washington. But Ty Peachy steals her pass, tried to get it to Jessica Lieber. A long pass was a little bit overthrown. Jess could only get a hand on it, and the streaks turn it over with 5:54 to play in the half, leading 29-22.
Well, that's exactly what you don't want to do. You don't want to cause that turnover and then give it right back to the Panthers.
Inbound comes to Kuykendall. Right back it goes to Reuter. Reuter on the dribble in the backcourt, trapped up. Now Ty Peachy got pushed from behind, went to the floor, no call. But Rainey Sibley comes up with a steal for the streaks, looking for some help. Gets it to Ty. She's in there with Jessica Lieber, Emma Jack. Emma wide open on the basket left side. Can't get it in, but she's fouled. Nice look from Ty Peachy. The foul is going to go against Taylor Kuykendall. And Emma Junk's going to go to the free throw line with two shots.
Well, Emma's doing a nice job on the break. She runs down to the middle lane, opens up, and looks for the pass. And a couple times now we've seen the girls find her wide open in the middle of the floor.
That's one of those things. That happened a lot at the sophomore level last year. Jessica Lieber able to numerous times find Emma just like that running the floor. First free throw up and good. Jessica Lieber, Rainey Sibley, Emma Junk, Ty Peachy, and Jamie Johnson on the floor for the streaks. You lead 30-22, 5:39 to play first half. Second shot for Emma Junk, 5'9 sophomore, is up, and it is good. She has got 4 points on the night, make it 31-22, a 9-point lead for the streaks. And an inbound, nearly stepping over the line. Now Ty Peachy comes up with a steal. Out it goes to Jessica Lieber, right wing, puts it on the floor, gets to Jamie Johnson, top of the key, drives into the lane, kicks back out to Jess, right wing. She'll fire the three. It's off the rim, just long, right on target. And the Panthers will bring it the length of the court. The Washington band yelling air ball, but it obviously hit the rim. I'm not sure they couldn't see it from that end, I guess.
Yeah, it didn't get much of the rim, but
it
definitely
it
hit it.
Redirected it in for the streaks. Megan Young, Jessica Howard, now a steal by Sadie Hamilton. Sadie with a little baby hook on the right block is up and good. So Sadie Hamilton with 4 points in the ball game, make it 33-22 streaks. Cross midcourt, left side, Marchini. For Washington, errant pass, it goes to the floor. Finally, nearly had a tie-up. Now the ball squirts out, picking up on the left baseline. Shot is up and no good by Reuter. And now the ball goes out of bounds, and they're going to say it. Wow, there was no streak over there. It was Kuykendall running after the ball. No streaks were over there. They say it went off the streaks last, though.
Mickey was over there, but I thought she overran the ball. So.
That's what Evan Massey's trying to find out. But nonetheless, streaks with an 11-point lead, 33-22, 5:02 to play in the first half. And it comes to Hypes, top of the key now. Left baseline, Megacy, 14-footer up and good. Down with a rebound. She can't hit the shot. Rebound comes down to Bailey Boyer, and she gets bumped by Kuykendall. I believe that's going to be her third foul. I'm not sure on the team fouls yet. Not over the limit yet because they're not walking it this way. But streaks will bring it length to court. Now some token full court pressure from Marchini against Bailey Boyer. Bailey across midcourt, right at the center circle. Now gives to Sadie Hamilton between the circles. Now it goes to Mickey Rodriguez on the left wing. Now it's Jessica Howard gives to Bailey Boyer out far on the right side. Now left wing, Jessica Howard banked that one in and she got bumped after the shot. That's 7 in the ball game for Jessica Howard. Now we might see a new Silver Streak record that she already holds for 3 points in the game. Now a bump called out near midcourt. I believe is it Mickey or is it Sadie? Can't see the indication. Foul goes against, let's see. Not sure who they called it on. The second number was 2, that's all I saw. Couldn't see the indication of Sadie Hamilton picked up the foul.
That's her second. Yeah.
So going to the free throw line will be Jenica Hypes, a 5'3 senior for Washington.
Well, just had in the morning game on Saturday, was it that she had nine?
Yes, nine in the ballgame, which was a streak's record for a single game. And already seven here in the first half. First free throw up and good. She'll get the bonus. It is up and good as well for Hypes. And they get 36-24 streaks, 4.5 to play here in the first half. Paige Klink across midcourt, picked up her dribble out near midcourt. Now gives to Emma Junk on the right wing, right baseline to Rainey Sibley. And yeah, she stepped on the baseline.
They're going to call the foul.
I was going to say, she was getting pushed. I thought he was going to call her for stepping on the baseline, but she had gotten forced out.
Marcini was bodying up pretty strong right there.
So Rainey Sibley is going to go to the free throw line with a chance at the one and bonus for the streaks. 4:18 to play first half. Streaks lead 36-24. First shot is up off the back iron. No. Rebound comes down to Heierman for the Panthers. Jessica Lieber, Rainey Sibley, Emma Junk, Paige Klink, and Myra Diggins on the floor for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. And now a travel called against Megacy as it was looked like Emma Junk and I believe Rainey Sibley there on the track.
Yeah, what Rainey didn't do there, and it ended up being okay anyway because she traveled the ball, was Rainey came around the backside. She needed to cut off the sideline. She never quite got to the sideline, which allowed her to keep dribbling, the Panther to keep dribbling.
Ty Peachy, Jamie Johnson, Nikki Rodriguez, Megan Young, Jessica Howard back in for the streaks. This is Ty Peachy out left of the center circle. Now dribbles right to the top of the key, gives to Jamie Johnson. Now it's Megan Young, top of the key, right wing to Ty Peachy. Now Jessica Howard out far on the left side. She's got another. That's eight in the ball.
8 of 12.
Wow, that is amazing. Now the Panthers beat the streaks back. It's Kuykendall missed a shot. Ty Peachy down with a rebound for the streaks. 39-24 streaks, 3.5 to play. Mickey Rodriguez left baseline, now left wing to Jamie Johnson. Jamie fakes, now kicks out high to Ty Peachy. Now back to Jamie, now left wing, it's Mickey Rodriguez. Nikki gives to Jessica Howard out between the circles. She'll hand off now to Ty Peachy. Back to Jess. Left wing. Fakes. Now drives in. Left on the block. Got it up off the glass and got one inside the arc. Her first of the ball game.
Great decision.
41-24. She had two Panthers closing out on the three. Now Jamie Johnson with a steal. Mickey Rodriguez. Three-pointer left wing is no good. And a rebound. Oh, they're going to say it went off Megan Young last. I thought it was actually Heierman that had gotten a hand on it. But the official says it goes off the streaks last.
Yeah, I don't know that I agree with that, but nonetheless, really this has been the Jessica Howard show all game long now.
But she got 26 of our 41 points. Now the inbound pass knocked away by Myra Diggins right back off the wall. As Myra's in there with Jessica Lieber, Sadie Hamilton, Paige Klink, and Bailey Boyer.
Jess has outscored the Panthers 26-24 to this point.
This is Megacy in the backcourt. Gives way to Benson. Now across midcourt. It is Heierman with it. Shot is up and no good. Rebound comes down. And Sadie Hamilton blocked it away and stole it away from Kuykendall. And now foul is going to be called on Hypes. And it looks like Bailey Boyer is going to walk to the free throw line with her chance at the one and bonus for the streaks. That is the first on Hypes. 41-24 streaks. 2:45. To play here in the first half, and you know it seems like the game seems closer than it is, but it's just been the Jessica Howard show offensively for the streaks since the free throw is no good. Megacy down with a rebound for the Panthers. Near steal by Paige Klink, but the Panthers get it across midcourt with numbers. Left wing, 18-footer up off the back iron, no good by Heierman. Gets her own rebound as it was tipped out. Now this is Benson with it. Out on the right side, and a bump is going to be called on Sadie Hamilton as she was going after the loose ball with Megacy.
Well, that time Sadie used the correct hand, but she didn't get out in front of the offensive player and ended up hitting body to body right there.
That's going to be the third foul on Sadie Hamilton. So going to the free throw line will be Katie Megacy. She had three quick baskets early in the ball game, has not scored in the second quarter.
I wish I had my streaks record book because I would have to imagine that Jess is approaching, at least if she hasn't gotten it already, points and a half.
Yeah, you would think. Free throw in and out, no good. Rebound to Ty Peachy and Jessica Howard. 2:20 to play first half. Ty with the near carry that time. They didn't call it. Now Emma Junk has the top of the key. Right wing gives to Ty Peachy. Ty looks over the defense, puts the ball on the floor, drives into the paint, kicks out to Jamie Johnson. Wide open three from the left wing. It's short, right on target, but short. Rebound to Ty Peachy. Up off the glass, right side, and got it. Is that the first basket in the ballgame for Ty?
That is.
Okay, that's first basket for Ty. Make it 43-24. Now a steal by Jessica Howard on the inbound. Laid it up and in, and she was fouled. Foul is going to go against Kylie Reuter. And Jessica Howard with a chance at their traditional three-point play. She's got 28 in the first half. Washington has 24. 1:58 to play in the half.
This is kind of half that you rarely, if ever, see in any game.
And the only thing she's done wrong, she just missed a free throw there, which is rare.
Which is rare for her, exactly.
45-24 streaks, 1:50 to play in the first half. Negasi in the backcourt. Another near steal by Jessica Howard, but the Panthers get it across. Left wing, now this is Hypes with it, goes to the right wing to Reuter, drives to the right baseline, 10-footer up, and went high off the glass and in. That's her first basket, make it 45-26. Quickly back the other way, Emma Junk right to the floor, nice pass from Ty Peachy. Emma Junk with the left hand up off the glass and got it. She's got six, make it 47-26. Galesburg 1:26 to play. Whoa, it should have been a push-off and a carry right there. Neither one of them called on Heierman. Right wing passes overthrown. Hypes can only get a hand on it. Streaks get it back on the Washington turnover.
16 turnovers in the first half now for the Lady Panthers.
Myra Diggins, Bailey Boyer, Paige Klink, Megan Young, and Jessica Lieber in for Galesburg Silver Streaks. Right wing on the dribble now picking up as Bailey Boyer gets to Jessica Lieber out between the circles. Jess dribbles right, spins into the paint. Scoops the runner up off back iron and falls through. First basket of the ball game for Jessica Lieber. Nice move, make it 49-26 Streaks.
Streaks have to play some strong defense here so Jess can go into the half outscoring the Panthers.
Under a minute to play now and a near steal, but Panthers get it back. Right wing now pass underneath to Sipes. She got three under the basket and laid it up and in, or rather Hypes, and make it 49-28. Right wing, Jessica Lieber picks up the dribble, gives to Myra Diggins, top of the key, 37 seconds to play. Now Bailey Boyer with it. Now to Jessica Lieber, three-pointer right wing, off the back iron, no good. Rebound comes down to Megacy for the Panthers. Megacy will bring it up herself, gets it across midcourt, left side, now picks up and gives between the circles to Bambrick. Now right winger goes to Hypes, right baseline, 10-footer is up by Reuter, no good. Jessica Lieber down with a rebound, got pushed from behind, went to the floor, traveled, and the Streaks are going to turn it over as there's 15.8 to play here in the half. Back in, Jamie Johnson, Ty Peachy, Jessica Howard, Megan Young, and Emma Junk. 49-28 Streaks, 15.8 to play. Inbound comes in the paint to Heierman. She brings it out between the circles, picks up, looks for help. Goes to the right wing to Bambrick. Bambrick puts it on the floor, goes to the right elbow, no call on it. And a pass knocked away by Emma Junk. Ty Peachy with 3 seconds to play, runs it down the right side, lay it up, off the glass, got it, and fouled with 0.5 left. Nice awareness by Ty Peachy as she was bringing it down. She looked up at the clock, saw she had plenty of time to get it to the rim, did exactly that, and drew the contact. Foul went against Bambrick. That is her third foul. And Ty Peachy makes it 51-28 Streaks, half second to play in the half.
Ty, a 58% free throw shooter on the season.
This one bounces off no good. And the first half comes to an end. It's been all Galesburg Silver Streaks and all Jessica Howard. It's, Jessica 28, Washington 28, but the Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the Washington Panthers 51-28. We'll take a timeout, come back with our halftime show. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
WGIL, proud to be a part of Galesburg.
Hi, this is Mandy Anderson from WGIL with this reminder. Young adults and children are invited to participate in the Galesburg Library's Winter Breakaway Program, a week of fun classes January 10th through January 14th. All classes are free, age limits and class times vary. Check the calendar at WGIL.com.
This community announcement is brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL, involved and invested in the Galesburg community. Your news talk and sports station, WGIL.
We're at halftime, and the Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Washington Panthers 51-28. Glad to have you along on the halftime show brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. This is healthcare. Wow, what a half of basketball by Jessica Howard. And as you mentioned, Eric, it's rare that you see a half of basketball like that. Even, you know, even if she doesn't score another point in the ball game, she's had an unbelievable basketball game. It's just amazing what she's been able to do. And we'll see what kind of defense the Panthers come out with in the second half. You would guess if your coach Randy Marchand that he says There is always somebody belly-to-belly with number 14 when she's on the floor. You would expect that, but you never know.
I'd almost go triangle and two and put a triangle in the lane and have two players chasing Jess the whole half. I really don't think it – I mean, I'm sure he's not going in there telling them that they've lost this game, but at the same time, you're not going to go something as drastic as that when you're down by 23 points. You just hope that, you know, you keep this respectable. And you're probably telling your team right now, girls, you're down by 23 points, but realistically, how often does somebody go 8 for 12 from distance?
Right, right.
In a half, let alone in a game.
Yeah, it's that's absolutely amazing. And she actually has made the only three-pointers for the Streaks. Nobody else has been able to get one to fall at this point of the basketball game.
Well, I would guarantee that if she keeps this up, Coach is going to ask to move some of the home games here.
We're at halftime. The Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the Washington Panthers 51-28. We'll take a timeout, come back, and take a look at our halftime stats and our halftime scoreboard. You're listening to Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Years ago, an interesting sign was seen hanging in a store window during the Christmas season. The original message stated, "Let's make this the best Christmas ever." Underneath, some perceptive person had scribbled a legitimate question: how will we top the first one?
Nothing can outdo that very first Christmas. We invite you to join us as we remember and celebrate the greatest Christmas gift ever. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and his name is Jesus.
The First Christian Church of Galesburg, located on North Broad Street, invites you to celebrate this gift by joining us at one of our Christmas Eve candlelight services.
At 7 p.m., we will have a traditional service, followed at 10 o'clock with our Quest Band leading a contemporary service of worship and praise. We also welcome you to join us each Sunday morning for our regular services at 8:30 and 11.
At First Christian Church, you'll find ordinary people growing to be passionate disciples of Christ.
God bless you, and Merry Christmas.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center.
After an accident, you may not know where to turn.
Turn to Bates. We'll navigate you through all the insurance paperwork, set you up with a rental car,
and make your car look like new with a factory-perfect repair. Guaranteed.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Blurriness, wavy lines, blind spot. These are all symptoms of a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration, also known as wet AMD. It can develop quickly, and it's a leading cause of blindness in people 60 and older. Learn about your risk factors and find out how a retina specialist can help. Just visit amdawareness.org. And if you aren't seeing clearly, get checked now. Knowing the symptoms may save your sight. Learn more at amdawareness.org today. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
WGIL coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball continues with the OSF St. Mary Medical Center Halftime Report. Brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. This is Healthcare.
We are at the half. The Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the Washington Panthers 51-28. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. The Galesburg sophomores lost a close one tonight. 42-37 was the final. Galesburg High boys basketball team, they are in action at home against the Sterling Gordon Golden Warriors, and they lead 56-40 with 2:41 to play in the basketball game. So it looks like the Streaks are on their way to possibly their eighth win of the season, and be a good one for them heading into the holidays to move to 8-3. Unfortunately, the band has decided they want to play again here at halftime.
Yeah, we haven't heard them in a while. I was getting optimistic that they were done for the night.
Time to take a look at our halftime stats. Well, wait a minute, they still have 8 minutes on the halftime clock.
I don't think they started the timer when the shootout was going on or whatever.
Well, they had some look like grade school.
That's right. That's why.
First, and then their little shootout. So we've got a little extra time here. As we mentioned, the Galesburg High girls and boys both playing the holiday tournament down in Charleston starting next week. But no, we're good. Thank you, Randy Johns. No, we're good. No, we're cool. Randy's trying to help us out here. Emma Junk's father trying to help us out, seeing if we need anything. Well, we're okay, though. We're okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd take a hot dog, but I probably wouldn't sound very good on the radio me munching a hot dog while trying to talk. But the Streaks boys and girls both playing at the holiday tournament down in Charleston. that getting underway next week. And Jim Wyman and Brad Benowitz are going to be there covering both the boys and girls for us next week. So we look forward to all that action of the holiday tournament. As now, as I understand it, the girls are going to be heading back to Charleston next year. They thought that the entire tournament was going to disband due to funding, but they're going to have the girls' portion of the tournament. Apparently, the boys is disbanding, but our boys will be playing in the Taylorville tournament, and it looks like a lot of the same teams that were at the Charleston tournament are going to be playing in that tournament coming up next year. What's been an unbelievable half of basketball for the Galesburg Silver Streaks, Jessica Howard, and she's got 28 points. She has hit 8 three-pointers in the game. She has the school record, which she set for three-pointers in a single game. Last Saturday, she hit 9 for the game, 8 in the first half. I'm sure the Washington Panthers are going to try to make it less than easy for her, though, in the second half. But, you know, if the Streaks run their offense, the way things work out, you know, she could possibly get free for some looks in the second half. We're going to take another timeout. 51-28 Streaks lead. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Oh, Carly.
Yeah?
Just a heads up. This Angus burger right here, I love it. So I tend to stop talking when I eat it. I don't want you to think I'm ignoring you. It's just I'll be checked out for 3 or 4 minutes.
Wait, what? I kind of stop listening when I eat a Big Mac.
I love you.
The classic, one-of-a-kind taste of the Big Mac sandwich and the big, bold taste of the Angus Third Pounder. So much flavor, you'll want to take your time with them. McDonald's, the simple joy of burgers. At participating McDonald's.
Live coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Discovery Depot, where play and learning go hand in hand. And by Dr. Hausline and the Hearing Clinic in Galesburg. Proud to bring you the action of GHS girls basketball on WGIL.
This is Jeff Klink with Galesburg Nissan, wishing all the Streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown. The area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at galesburgcars.com.
WGIL supports our community, one event at a time.
Hi, I'm Rick Heath. Safe Harbor Family Crisis Center serves men, women, and children in Knox County who've been affected by domestic violence. They provide emergency shelter and assistance 24 hours a day. Their emergency hotline is 343-SAFE.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL, involved and invested in the Galesburg community.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Turner Prescription, where they strive to get you in and out in 15 minutes or less. Cloudy skies tonight, colder, a low of 20. Tomorrow, partly sunny and a high topping out at 32. Clouds overnight, low dropping to 22. And clouds again on Thursday, a high of 32. Looking ahead to Thursday night, several inches of snow, likely a low 25. It's 31 now at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
WGIL invites you to join us for selections from Sounds Like Christmas, featuring the Singing Streaks and the Rova Band, Christmas Eve at noon and Christmas Day at 7 a.m. on WGIL.
Back here at Washington High School, we are at halftime. The Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the Washington Panthers 51-28. Our halftime show brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. This is healthcare. Time to take a look at our halftime stats brought to you by Craddy Insurance Agency. For all your insurance needs, Streaks led 23-21 at the end of the first quarter. And, the band is leaving. Outscored the Panthers 28-7 in that second quarter. The Streaks led by Jessica Howard with 28 points. She has 8 three-pointers on the game. The IHSA record for three-pointers in the game for girls is 12. That was set by Cassie Drew of Anna Jonesboro back in 2003. So will Jessica Howard get a shot at that? We sure hope so here. Maybe some history here in Washington tonight. It was the majority of the offense for the Streaks. It was Emma Junk with 6 points on a couple of baskets, 2 for 2 from the line, 4 points for Ty Peachy on a couple of baskets, 2 for Jessica Lieber, 3 for Megan Young on a basket and a free throw, 4 for Myra Diggins on a basket, 2 for 3 from the line, and 4 points for Sadie Hamilton on a couple of baskets. Streaks just 5 for 10 from the free throw line. The Panthers with nobody in double figures, 6 apiece for Jenna. Also, Taylor Kuykendall and Katie Megacy, 2 points for Hireman, 2 for Reuter, 4 points for Bambrick, 1 point for Benson, and one for Dwyer. The Panthers 4 for 8 from the line.
Well, you know, like you said, this is quite the half of basketball for Jess Howard and for the Streaks as it is. But Jess, again, 8 three-pointers made. She's personally 8 for 12 from distance. The rest of the team is 0 for 12, so 8 for 24 from the arc, 11 for 12 from inside the lane. I can't remember the last time I saw this team shoot so well from inside the arc even. I mean, they've had a couple good games, but, you know, with the amount that they're taking inside, just amazing. Now, the free throw line, like you said, a little bit on the sour end, but you'll take 53% from the field, and I guarantee if you ask Coach Maskey, if you said you're 53% from the field as a whole, you're shooting 33% from the arc. He's got a pretty good feeling about this game. Turnover story, it's 17 turnovers for Washington, 9 for the Streaks, 23 rebounds for Washington, 20 for the Streaks. So that's about the only spot that you're a little bit slacking on. But with them hitting so many shots, you're not getting the normal offensive rebound numbers. In fact, only 7 offensive rebounds for the Streaks, 8 for Washington. Washington shooting 40% from the field. They're 12 for 27 from two-point range, 0 for 3 from distance, and just a tremendous game. And, you know, you'd have to imagine if Jess is going to get this record that she's going to have to get a majority of them here in the third quarter because, you know, you would expect that if you have a bunch of them, they're going to pull the reins back in the fourth and you're going to see the Streaks drop to that 2-3 zone.
Well, the halftime just about over with 51-28. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead. The Galesburg High boys with a win tonight. They defeat the Sterling Golden Warriors. 59-43 was the final on that one. So the Streaks boys now 8-3 on the season. Thanks to Galesburg Nissan just off the square, North Broad Street, downtown Galesburg. They provide our transportation to all Silver Streak road games, football, basketball season, boys and girls. And tonight we're driving the 2011 Nissan Versa hatchback. This is, a great deal right now. You can get Galesburg Nissan discount of $500, customer cash of $2,000. That's $2,500 you save. Or you can get $500 or 0% financing for 60 months. They've got 7 of these vehicles in stock. They get great mileage, a nice riding, smaller car. Check out the Nissan Versa at Galesburg Nissan just off the square in town, downtown Galesburg. We thank them for providing our transportation. Streaks with the basketball to start the second half. Jamie Johnson, Ty Peachy, Megan Young, Jessica Howard, and Mickey Rodriguez on the floor for the Streaks. Jessica Howard left wing, gives out high left side to Ty Peachy, just underway in the second half. Ty picks up her dribble, now looks for some help, gives to Mickey Rodriguez left wing, and Washington coming out playing a tough man-to-man defense. Megan Young, three-pointer out far on the left wing, is no good. Rebound comes down to Bambrick for the Panthers. All the way down the right side, Bambrick pass knocked away by Megan Young. Megan got knocked to the floor. Now this is Megacy with it. Right baseline, 10-footer up and no good. Rebound is going to go off of Jessica Howard, last they're going to say. They're going to say that she tipped it away from Hireman. But, I'm not sure that Jess could reach quite that high.
Yeah, Hireman's a little bit taller. And, in fact, the funny thing there, and what always drives me nuts as a basketball player, is that Hireman was tipping towards the baseline. Jess was tipping away from the baseline, so which way do you think it would go if Jess was the one that tipped it?
Inbound to Hireman. She can't hit the 10-footer. Myra Diggins down with the rebound. Now Paige Klink, left wing. She's going to fire the three. Short. Myra with the rebound. Up off the glass and got it. Nice job by Myra, and that's the one thing. Myra was 6 as Myra Diggins, Bailey Boyer, Sadie Hamilton, Jessica Howard, Paige Klink on the floor for the Streaks. This is Megacy. Gets behind the Streaks defense. Jessica Howard hustles by. Tried to bother her a little bit. Megacy gets it up off the glass and in. She's got 8, make it 53-30. Bailey Boyer runs down the right side of the lane, up off the glass, scoops it up and in.
Nobody stepped in front of Bailey right there, and she just took advantage, took it all the way to the rack.
Now quickly back the other way. Panthers on the run. This is Hypes. Gets it up off the glass and good. She's got 8, make it 57-30. It's a track meet now. Myra Diggins with a long pass from Bailey Boyer, laid it up off the glass on the left side and got it. Myra with 8 in the ball game. Quickly back the other way. This is Hypes for Washington. Runs it down to the left wing. Stops, fires a 13-footer off the rim. No. Rebound brought down by Sadie Hamilton. Actually, they're going to say that it was Reuter getting a piece of it, but she stepped out of bounds in the process. Streaks will bring the length of the court as Ty Peachy, Jamie Johnson, Jessica Lieber, Rainey Sibley, and Emma Junk check in for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. 6:11 to play, third quarter. Streaks lead 57-32. Jamie Johnson, top of the key, drives down the left side. Up off the glass, no.
Oh, wow. I don't know about that. And it looked like the officials were debating on what the call should be right there. And the baseline official that was on the near side, that play happened on the far side, made the call, and I don't agree with that at all.
Yeah, he called the charge on Jamie Johnson. I think the other out official was not going to call it that way. That's why he just stood there and looked. Jessica Lieber with a nice hustle play got back as it looked like Bambrick was going to get an easy layup. Jessica Lieber got there, slapped the ball away from her out of bounds, and the Panthers will have it on their own left baseline. Fireman on the left wing. She's going to fire a three-pointer. Way long. It's an air ball. Emma Junk down with a rebound. Gives to Ty Peachy. Tile running across midcourt in the center circle. Now gets to Jamie Johnson out high left side. She'll fire the three and got it. That's her first of the ball game. And
first
make it
non-just three.
Jamie had 19 points against Maine West, including four three-pointers on Saturday. This is Heights with the basketball out between the circles. Goes to the left baseline to Reuter. On the blocks, it's Hireman. Can't hit the shot. Rebound goes to the forward. Jamie Johnson steals it away and now gets it off to Ty Peachy. Nice hustle by Jamie Johnson. Now Ty lost her footing. Able to get it to Rainey Sibley, though. Rainey across midcourt left side on the dribble. Gets to Ty Peachy out left of the center circle. She'll drive right down the right side of the lane. Scoop it up off the glass. Came up a little bit hard with it. Ooh, and now they're going to give it to Washington. Thought the ball had maybe gone off of Hireman, but they're going to say it went off of Ty last. With 5:16 to play in the third, into the Streaks lineup, Nikki Rodriguez, Sadie Hamilton, Megan Young, Bailey Boyer, and Jessica Howard. Hireman to inbound, and it comes to Megacy. Megacy on the dribble in the backcourt, working against Nikki Rodriguez, now gives way to Bambrick. Bambrick, long downcourt pass, goes to Reuter.
Should be no shot. Yeah, they're going to
call a foul. I believe it's going to be Bailey Boyer.
Yeah, Bailey's going to pick up her third.
Got called for the push. 5:06 to play in the third.
A little over-aggressive right there was Bailey. She saw the player streaking to the basket. She tried to run at her and hit her.
17-footer up and no good. Washington down with a rebound. Sadie Hamilton's going to get called for the foul. The shot was missed by Reuter. Then it was Hireman underneath. Sadie got there, and that's going to be the fourth foul, I believe, on Sadie.
Yeah.
As going to the free throw line will be Emily Hireman with two shots for the Panthers. 5 minutes to play. Third quarter, Streaks lead 60-32. Galesburg High boys with a win, 59-43 over Sterling tonight.
Hireman having a tough day. She's 1-for-9 from the field and now 0-for-1 from the free throw line.
Yeah, barely drew iron on that first shot. Second one, that one is up and good. Hireman with 3 points, make it 60-33. Now Bailey Boyer has her pocket picked by Hypes. Hypes runs it down the left side and just totally lost the handle on it. Had a layup. I mean, just literally just lost the ball out of her hands, out of bounds on the way up.
I don't think I've ever seen that happen before. The ball just like either. Rolled off of her.
And now we're going to have a push called on Hypes. Getting a little tough out there because Bailey Boyer actually, she likes to use that left arm. She was pushing up a little bit, but Ryder, Hypes was right on top of her that
right.
time.
Right, and actually on the last play down, when Hypes stole the ball from Bailey, when Bailey went to try to get it back, Hypes pushed her back down, and there was no call. She pushed her back down with the off arm.
Even so right there on the inbound, I mean, she was bodying her up, and the officials aren't calling it.
Right, it's getting pretty chippy between the two of them.
Yeah, there we go. Now they're going to call. That was less of a foul that time. She had the hand on her, so they called a push that time. But she's like, I mean, really bodying Bailey out there on the perimeter. But Hypes picks up her second foul.
Well, and Bailey's, I thought, is that her second? I thought I had her at three.
I had her with three also, but they just on the PA, they said two. I think I had her down for three also. We'll see. Back in for the Streaks, Paige Klink, Rainey Sibley, Myra Diggins, Jessica Lieber, and Emma Junk. This is Emma Junk with it on the right wing. Now to Myra, out high right side, out high left side, to Paige Klink. Swing it to Jessica Lieber, right wing, wide open three-pointer, off the rim long, rebound comes down to Bambrick for Washington. Bambrick on the run, three-on-two break, goes to the right baseline to Reuter. Reuter stops, puts up the 15-footer, and a foul is going to be called on, I guess, Paige Klink. She's wondering also. Huh. Yeah, Paige picks up the foul. Not sure where the contact was, but nonetheless, going to the free throw line will be Kylie Reuter with two shots. 4:11 to play third quarter. Streaks lead 60-33. First shot is up and good for Reuter. That is 3 points in the ball game for Kylie Reuter. 5'7" senior. Second shot is away and good as well. They get 60-35. 4:09 to play here in the third quarter. I was hoping maybe for a continuous clock. I think we're going to see that.
Do we automatically get one in non-con grain?
I'm thinking that's. I'm not sure. I'm just guessing and hoping. Now it's Paige Klink out right of the center circle, out high left side to Myra Get Diggins. Left wing goes to Rainey Sibley, looking over the defense. Now it's Jessica Lieber, top of the key. Back to Rainey on the left wing. Rainey dribbles in, now kicks back out to Paige Klink on the left wing. Paige on the dribble, now gets to Myra Diggins between the circles. Now it's Emma Junk out high on the right side, right wing to Rainey Sibley. Streaks being patient on offense, just looking for a good shot. Now it's Jessica Lieber with it. Right wing to Rainey Sibley, lost a handle on it. Now dribbles left to the top of the key with 3.5 to play in the quarter. Paige Klink out right of the center circle. Evan Massey calls a timeout. It's going to be a 30-second timeout with 3:24 to play in the third.
I'm not exactly sure what the nature of that timeout is. I'm guessing it's just because the girls kind of got stuck there in running the offense and weren't making any breaks to the basket. Nobody was being aggressive. They were being patient, but it almost looked like they were just running clock. And Coach Massey probably thinking, all right, you guys have been out there for a while.
Yeah, and he had a fresh five waiting to come in already as well.
Exactly, and this is the more aggressive of the two crews anyway, because now you've got Jamie Johnson, Mickey Rodriguez, Jess Howard, Ty Peachy, and Megan Young back on the floor.
Ty with the basketball gives to try to get it to Jessica Howard on the right wing, but it's knocked away by Reuter.
It seems like Kylie Reuter has drawn the assignment of really shadowing Jess. She's had her both times she's been in so far.
And they're doing a lot of pushing as they jockey for position on the inbound. Yeah, obviously Coach Marchand said, you stay right on her, you stay glued to her, because that's exactly what's happening. But a backdoor pass from Ty Peachy to Megan Young on the left block, got it up and in. Beautiful pass, and a nice play by the Streaks. It was actually Jessica Howard that set the pick on that one.
Well, you know what happens when you start worrying about one player, if the other four become a lot more open.
Now a three-pointer from the right wing up and good. That was Chloe Benson with a three-pointer. Now Jessica Howard has it, gets to Ty Peach on the right wing, runs down the right side, now kicks out to Mickey Rodriguez for a three from the left wing, off the back iron long, and the rebound comes out long to Bambrick. So Benson picked up a three-pointer for the Panthers. They get 62-38, 2:38 to play. Now a runner in the paint, shot up and in, kind of a finger roll that time by Megacy, puts it up and in. She's got 10, 62-40. Mickey Rodriguez, three-pointer, left wing, long again, right on target, a little bit long for Mickey. Now on the rebound, are you kidding me? They're going to call a foul on Ty or Jessica Howard. Really not much contact with all the pushing they're like going on, but to Ty Peachy got called for the foul. That is her second foul.
That last three was actually made by Paige Marchini.
Oh, it was Marchini. Okay.
Yeah, Chloe Benson was on the bench.
Okay, I thought I saw was the two. I couldn't see the one. So 2:25 to play in the third quarter. Streaks lead 62-40. Full-court pressure from the Streaks. Panthers break it. Top of the key with it. Megacy fires a three, and she got one call. So two quick threes by the Panthers make it 62-43. Right wing, Jessica Lieber fires a three for the Streaks. In and out, no good. Right on target. Just popped back out. Myra Diggins knocks the rebound away, but finally coming down with it is Benson. Now on the right side, this is an air ball from 10 feet up by Dwyer. Jessica Lieber down with the rebound. Gets to Myra Diggins between the circles. Left wing, Paige Klink. She'll stop and fire a three. It's long. Rebound, Jessica Lieber on the right block. Ball goes to the floor. She gets tied up. And the possession arrow points toward the Washington Panthers as Jamie Johnson, Emma Junk, Ty Peachy, Rainey Sibley, and Jessica Howard check back in for Galesburg. 1:44 to play through. The Streaks lead 62-43. Streaks pick up with full court pressure. As it'll be, well, what's the hold up here? Now they finally hand the ball to Kuykendall. She's going to inbound. And it comes to Benson. Long down court pass. Knocked away by Jamie
Johnson. This should go to the Streaks. Oh, that was a bad call right there because it was a great job by, I believe it was Jamie.
Yeah, Jamie
tipped
Johnson
it up.
Got back, yeah.
And Dwyer's hand was actually the last one that it hit off of.
So the ball goes back to the Panthers. They'll inbound. It's Kuykendall on the right baseline. Pass goes into the backcourt. And it's run down by Katie McDermott into the ball game. Now a travel call to McDermott as she got trapped up by Ty Peachy and Jessica Howard. Nice hustle by the Streaks defenders.
Yeah, and I was trying to see. I couldn't tell if there was contact with that ball before it went into the backcourt either.
Inbound comes to Ty Peachy right at the center circle. 1:30 to play here in the third quarter. Streaks with a 19-point lead, 62-43. Give and go, Jamie Johnson to Ty Peachy. Right back to Jamie Johnson running down the right side of the lane. She puts it up and in. She's got five, make it 64-43 Streaks. In the backcourt, Washington steal by Emma Junk. Emma gets to Ty Peachy. Now it's Jessica Howard. Fires a three out high on the right side. In and out, no good. Rebound going over the back of Ty Peachy. A ball got tipped away. Emma Junk came up with it. Gives to Rainey Sibley. Now Jamie Johnson gets to Ty Peachy out high on the left side. 1 minute to play here in the third quarter. Ty dribbles right. Picks up her dribble. Now gives to Jessica Howard, top of the key. Jessica gets fouled. Are you going to call it? Thank you very much. Wow. It was Kuykendall, which is all over Jessica Howard, and the official took a while to blow the whistle on it. Finally does. At some point, Jess is going to be spending some time at the free throw line in the fourth quarter.
Well, you know, I think what Coach Marchand told his girls is we've got to be more physical. We've got to really start bothering the streaks because that's really what we've seen.
Now the inbound pass, Jamie Johnson tried to get it over the top to Jessica Howard on the back door, but overthrew her. And the streaks turn it over with 52.2 to play. Five new streaks in. No, Jessica Howard's going to stay in. Bailey Boyer, Myra Diggins, Megan Young, and Sadie Hamilton into the ballgame for the streaks. 51 seconds to play. In it comes to Benson. Runs it down to the right baseline on the right block. Goes to Wire. She puts it up off the glass and in. That's her first basket of the game. She's got three. Now pass knocked away on the far. Oh, no. The streaks turn it over.
Yeah, I thought it was knocked away, but yeah. They're going to say Jess Howard was left.
Got a handle. Now a long down court pass. It's actually stolen away at midcourt by Bailey Boyer. Right wing, Jessica Howard stops, fires a three, and got it! Her ninth of the ball game. She ties her own school record. Make it 67-45. Now the inbound kicked away by, they're going to say it went off Myra Diggins. Well, now the officials are looking at each other. Now they're discussing whose ball it is. I thought it was obvious it went off of Myra, but apparently they didn't see that. 29.4 to play in the third quarter, 67-45 streaks. In the backcourt, this is Kuykendall. Now gives way to Marchini with it. Crossing the court right side, now passing the lane, goes to Dwyer, turnaround 10-footer, high off the glass and in for Lauren Dwyer. 14, now 13, now the streaks turn it over. That block shot by Sadie Hamilton. Sadie gets the rebound. Nice job, blocked the shot of Benson. Now Bailey Boyer just absolutely lost it. I'm not sure, lost the handle on it. I didn't see what happened. Just looked like she totally lost it when the streaks turned it over with 7.9 to play.
I think what happened was she went to make her pass and the defense covered up her target and she ended up just letting it go out of bounds.
Back in for the streaks, Myra Diggins, Ty Peachy, Jamie Johnson, Megan Young, Jessica Howard also on the floor. And it comes to Benson down the right side. She's off of Ty Peachy.
Yeah,
and,
no call
on that, but yet they're going to call Myra Diggins on the shot as Benson puts it up. Boy, I mean, that was an obvious use of that left arm to push off, but Myra Diggins picks up the foul. To the free throw line is Chloe Benson with two shots.
She's one for two in the game from the line.
First foul on Myra. First shot is up and no good. 3.8 seconds to play. 67-47 streaks. Second shot for Benson is away, and this one is good. 3.8 for the streaks, and it comes to Ty Peachy across midcourt. She's going to stop and fire just inside. To midcourt, it was right on target, a little bit long, hit off the top of the glass. We played three quarters of basketball. It is Galesburg 67, Washington 48. You're listening to Silver Street Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Got every pooch on the block following me around? Can't blame them. I'm gorgeous. I use shampoos and conditioners made for my coat. I blow it out using Conair's Yellow Dog, a dryer for pets. And with a quick run of the Furminator down my back, say bye-bye to loose hairs. Excuse me, won't you? Time for my pedicure.
Arp. Doggy Spa Supplies from Thorne's Pets and Supplies on Seminary Street in Galesburg. Dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Dennis Twitty State Farm Insurance. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Proud to bring you the action of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL.
This is Jeff Klink with Galesburg Nissan, wishing all the Streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown. The area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at galesburgcars.com.
Hi, this is Laura Lane from Nova Singers, and I'd like to wish you all a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from WGIL.
Streaks for the basketball to start the fourth quarter. Jamie Johnson gets fouled. No call. Gets it out to Ty Peachy right side. Penetrates. Kicks to Mickey Rodriguez on the left wing. She'll penetrate in. Gives to Jessica Howard at the top of the key. Now hands off to Ty Peachy. Gets a pick from Jamie Johnson. Megan Young in there as well. Nice job by Ty. Beautiful pass to Megan Young. Shot got blocked from behind. Ball goes to the floor. Ty Peachy able to run it down. Gets to Mickey Rodriguez. Great hustle by the Streaks. Jessica Howard, three-pointer out high on the right side. Off the back iron. No good. Rebound goes to the floor. Nice hustle by Jamie Johnson. Gets out to Mickey Rodriguez. Three-pointer left baseline. No good. Megan Young with a rebound. Put back on the right block. Is up and good. Great hustle by the Galesburg Silver Streaks. And just absolutely, totally out-hustled Washington going after those loose balls. And nice job. Streaks are very cognizant of the way Washington's trying to keep them from getting those threes off and doing a nice job of the penetration.
Yeah, they are. And they're working both sides of the floor right now. Sometimes we see the Streaks get stagnated on trying to work one side of the floor. They're going back and forth trying to get the open shots.
Running down the right side of the lane. Shot up off the glass and in by Kylie Reuter. They get 69-50 Streaks. Under 7 minutes to play in the ballgame. Sadie Hamilton out between the circles with her. Looks over the defense. Jessica Howard, Myra Diggins, Paige Klink, Bailey Boyer in there as well. Jessica Howard out on the left wing. She's going to fire a long three-pointer.
Oh! Good. New record.
Wow, 10 three-pointers in the basketball game for Jessica Howard. She is two from tying the IHSA state record. Right wing, shot is up and good from 15. And it was, who was that?
Hireman.
Hireman with a shot, up and good. Make it 72-52 timeout, and it's we got a full timeout. We'll take a timeout as well. 6:32 to play, 72-52 Streaks. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
As we celebrate the end of the year, Yem and Galesburg wants to say thank you to the many people who've depended on them this year and in the past. For over 47 years, Yem has helped a lot of customers find the right vehicle and get the best service. Thank you for trusting them with your business. And know they'll continue being there for you in 2011, just as they've always been. From everyone at Yem, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, have a happy and blessed holiday season.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
.632 to play in the basketball game. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Washington Panthers 72-52. Jessica Howard with 10 three-pointers in the basketball game. She's got 34 points. She is two off the IHSA state record for girls basketball for three-pointers in a game. Or tying the record anyway. Jamie Johnson, Ty Peachy, Rainey Sibley, Emma Junk, Jessica Lieber in for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Out high right side, Ty Peachy. Now Jamie Johnson out high on the left side. And now, Panthers still, there's...
It looks like the Panthers are trying a different defense. They were trying to do like a full court trap, but it was kind of confusing. And I think once they realized Jess wasn't on the floor anymore, they kind of let up on defense.
Jessica Lieber, three-pointer left wing is no good, but a rebound to Rainey Sibley. Now it's Jamie Johnson to Ty Peachy on the left wing. Under 6 minutes to play, Ty drives in, scooped up a shot from straight on, comes a little bit hard, and a rebound goes to the floor. Nice hustle, Emma Junk and Rainey Sibley go after it, but the ball squirts out, and Hypes comes up with it for the Panthers. Left wing now, this is Hireman. She fires a three-pointer, in and out, no good. Emma Junk with a rebound for the Streaks, and hands off to Ty Peachy. Ty across midcourt, right side. Now she gets bumped outside by Hypes, and that's going to be, let's see if
well,
that's
we,
third
we
or fourth
both
foul.
Hit her at three,
yeah.
So this should be her fourth, but the last time they called it is two.
So Ty Peachy is at, are they over the limit yet?
Okay, they got her at four too now.
So now she's at four. I'm not sure how many team fouls.
That puts Hypes and Kuykendall both at four.
So Hypes picks up the foul. Back in for the Streaks. Bailey Boyer, Mickey Rodriguez, Megan Young, Sadie Hamilton, and Jessica Howard. Mickey has it. Tried to get to Jessica Howard on the right wing. The ball got knocked away, but it's going to go off Jess last as it was Rudy that got there and got a hand on it. Jess trying to hustle to get it back, and she touched it before it went out of bounds.
Well, right there, almost left Jess wide open because the double team came flying at Mickey in the corner and Jess came out. Luckily for Washington, Reuter was able to pick her up.
That left baseline, 70-footer is up and good by Kylie Reuter. And they get 72-54 Streaks, 5:09 to play. Sadie Hamilton from straight on looks over the defense out at the top of the key. Right wing to Mickey Rodriguez, gets to Bailey Boyer. Top of the key, Sadie Hamilton fakes, drives down the right side of the lane, tried to get it to Megan Young. I thought that pass got tipped.
I thought it did too. It looked like it hit a Panther as it was going through the lane right there. And A lot of attention being paid to Juss Howard right now, and with the game only an 18-point game, it's not out of the realm of possibility with 5 minutes left that with a couple good possessions here by Washington, they get the ball back.
And
this
the streaks,
should be going to the
streaks. Yeah, they do call it that way. Myra Diggins, nice diving play to knock the ball away, but then it went off of, I wouldn't see which Washington player was there, went off of her last just in front of the Washington bench. Myra Diggins, Paige Klink, Rainey Sibley, Emma Junk, and Jessica Lieber in for the streaks. Now, what is this? The official Paige Klink was dribbling the ball, and the official blew the whistle and just pointed at his knee.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that call. I'm not sure if he's trying to say she kicked it, but...
She still had possession of it. I have no idea. I've never seen such a thing.
No.
maybe there's a new rule. I don't know. Left baseline, 18-footer up and no good. The rebound is Reuter. She can't hit. Ball tipped around. Goes to the floor. Finally, it's Hireman that comes down, but she puts it up and over. Make it 72-56. Long down court pass over the overthrew. Tried to get it to Emma Junk, but they overthrew her. She couldn't even get a hand on it. And the streak turned it over again with 4:27 to play. Back in, Ty Petey, Mickey Rodriguez, Jamie Johnson, Megan Young, and Jessica Howard. Full court pressure from the streaks. And you can see the thinking from Coach Massey, even though they were up by 20 and I think almost 30 at one point, that Washington was kind of still creeping back into it eventually. That's why he's kept that full court pressure on.
Yeah, and it's a 16-point game right now. So and
now a foul on Jamie Johnson. She reached over from behind and fouled Brooke Bambrick.
Well, and now it's the streaks are over the limit, so this is going to send the Panthers to the line for the rest of the way, and that's just not where you want to be with this kind of lead because you're just giving them points if the clock stopped.
So at the free throw line is Brooke Bambrick, a 5'9 junior. First shot is up and good. She'll get the bonus. She's got 5 points in the ballgame, make it 72-57 with 4:14 to play. Second shot for Bambrick is away, and this one is good as well. Make it 72-58. Token full court pressure from Hireman. Ty Peachy on the dribble. Gets between a trap. Goes down the right side. Gets to Jessica Howard. Right wing. Three-pointer away. Off the back iron. No good. Jamie Johnson down with the rebound. Gets mugged and no call. I thought they'd at least call a jump ball. Now three-pointer from Mickey Rodriguez on the left wing is long. And the rebound comes down to Kuykendall for Washington. On the run, Hireman gets behind the defense, runs it down the left side, puts up a five-footer, no good. Ty Peachy with a nice job on the defense, and she brings down the rebound. Ty on the run across midcourt, right side, spins, gets to Jamie Johnson, top of the key. She'll fire the wide-open three, bounces off, no good. Rebound tipped out by Megan Young, but it is Bambrick that comes down with it for Washington, knocked away from behind by Mickey Rodriguez. Jamie Johnson with the basketball. Gives to Ty Peachy. Oh, wow. Jamie got called for travel. I'm not sure I saw that. She was trying to hand off to Ty and apparently picked up the foot before she got it to her.
Well, after only 9 turnovers in the first half, the streak's already at 11 here in the second half.
3.5 minutes to play in the ballgame. 72-58 streaks lead. Jessica Lieber, Myra Diggins, Paige Klink, Bailey Burris, Sadie Hamilton in for Galesburg. Now Myra Diggins knocks it away from behind. Paige Klink comes up with it for the streaks. Stopped on the left wing. Bailey Boyer with it. Bailey on the dribble between the circles. Gives to Sadie Hamilton. Top of the key. Looks over the defense. Gives to Myra Diggins. Now right wing to Bailey Boyer. Give and go. Sadie Hamilton down on the right block. Got fouled. No call.
Wow.
Wow. Sadie even looked at the official. You don't see her do that too often. And looking for the call. And the ball is going to go back to the streaks. But it should have been a 2-shot foul for Sadie Hamilton.
I think she got smacked in the face even.
Yeah. Bailey Boyer to inbound from the right baseline. And Evan Massey speaking with one of the officials about just that. Jessica Lieber fires a three for the right wing. It's good. That is her first three of the game. She's got 5 and make it 75-58. And a timeout, 30-second timeout called by Evan Massey. 3:08 to play in the ballgame. Galesburg boys winner tonight. They defeated Sterling 59-43 at John Thiel Gymnasium. Thanks to Galesburg Nissan, they provide our transportation to all Streaks road games, driving the 2011 Nissan Versa hatchback. Nice red color. And $500 or 0% financing for 60 months. You can get Galesburg Nissan discount of $500 plus $2,000 customer cash. That's a savings of $2,500 on the Nissan Versa. Go pick yourself up one for Christmas. Stop down by Galesburg Nissan. They're just off the square, North Broad Street in downtown Galesburg. They've got 7 of these Versas in stock. You want to check this out. A very nice car, great gas mileage. Check out the Nissan Versa at Galesburg Nissan. Under 3 minutes to play in the ball game. On the left wing, this is Hypes. Swings it over. The pass stolen away by Bailey Boyer. Down court it goes to Jessica Lieber, right wing. She'll fire the long three-pointer. Off the back iron, no good. Sadie Hamilton with a rebound. Sadie's going to put it right back up off the glass. Rolls off too hard. Myra Diggins with a rebound. Put back, no good, but she is fouled. So Myra will go to the free throw line with two shots. Foul went against which one? There was two white jerseys there. Went against Hireman.
Yep.
So that is her first, and Myra Diggins goes to the free throw line with two shots. First shot is up and good. Myra 2-for-3 from the line tonight. She's got 9 points. Make it 76-58, 2:41 to play in the ball game. Back in for the Streaks, Ty Peachy, Jamie Johnson, Rainey Sibley, and Jessica Howard. As Myra Diggins is at the free throw line for her second shot. 76-58, Streaks lead, 2:41 to play. Second shot is away, bounces off, no good. Rebound comes down to Hireman for Washington. Gives way to Benson. Benson cross midcourt, right of the center circle. Being hounded by Jessica Howard. Now steal by Myra Diggins. Knocked away, but Benson able to get it back. Left wing. Hireman fires a three. Can't hit. Rebound snared by Jamie Johnson. Not sure how she was able to get that in. Reached the arm out there. Able to bring it in between two white jerseys. Now Jamie has it. Left of the center circle. Streaks are going to work a little clock here. Ty Peachy bumped out of midcourt by Benson. And Ty's going to go to the free throw line with a chance at the one and bonus. Ty went, let's see, which game was it? It was on Saturday. Ty went, that was Sadie. Let's see, one of the games, I think Ty was, it hit several in the fourth quarter for us. 8-for-11, that was against Peoria Notre Dame, and she hit 7 of 9 in the fourth quarter.
They're not.
Oh, they're still not in the bonus.
Yeah.
Okay.
They must have recounted.
Wow. Okay. So the Streaks with the basketball now. Jamie Johnson, top of the key, now gets to Sadie Hamilton between the circles, out high on the right side. Ty Peachy now between the circles. It is Jessica Howard, and she's got another three. That is 11 in the ball game. She went away from tying the IHS for three pointers in a basketball game. They get 79-58 Streaks. 1:50 to play in the ball game. Right wing, three-pointer up, and it's an air ball by Washington, but the Panthers get the rebound. This is Hireman on the left wing. Hireman goes to the top of the key, swings it over to the right wing. This is Marcini. She fires a three. That's her second game. It's good. And Jessica Howard, wide open right wing. Oh, she passed up the three-pointer. She decided not to shoot it.
Galesburg contingent up here in the upper deck was about to explode.
They wanted her to shoot that one. Now Sadie has it, gets to tie PJ out far on the right side, 1:23 to play. Now Jess will take one from straight on. In and out, no good. That one went down in, popped back out. Jamie Johnson with the rebound, kicks out to Jess. Now it's Ty Peachy right wing, wide open under the basket. Nice look from Ty Peachy to Sadie Hamilton, lays it up and in. They get 81-61 Streaks, 1:06 to play in the ball game. Jessica Howard with 11 three-pointers in the game. The state record is 12 by Cassie Drew of Anna Jonesboro. Now a steal by Jamie Johnson. Ty Peachy with it, under a minute to play. Ty runs it down the right side, kicks to Jessica Howard, fires a three from the right wing. Off the rim, no. Rebound tipped up by Sadie. Now Jamie Johnson has it to Jess. Top of the key, gives up to Ty Peachy. And the Galesburg fans in telling her, shoot the ball. She had a look at it, but decided to pass it up. And, Evan Massey's talked about the fact that Jess is very humble. She's not out there to try to set records. She just wants her team to win. As a foul is called on McDermott, and going to the free throw line with it will be Jamie Johnson with 39.4 seconds to play. She'll have a chance at a one and bonus.
Now there's a player on the floor that I didn't have on my roster.
Which one? Number?
Casey Kibler, number 10.
Oh, number 10, okay. 5'4 sophomore. First free throw up and good for Jamie Johnson. She'll get the bonus. She got 6 points in the ballgame. They get 82-61 Streaks. Jamie Johnson, 5'9 senior at the free throw line. Second shot away. That one is good as well. Streaks will drop back and pick up half court. Cross midcourt. This is Benson with it. On the left wing goes to Kibler. Swing it over on the right wing to Marcini. Fires an 18-footer. No good. Rebound comes down to Dwyer, and she can't hit. And the ball, they're going to say, goes off of Sadie Hamilton last. And the Panthers will have it with 24.6 seconds to play in the ball game. 83-61 Streaks lead. They'll move to 10-3 on the season. Left baseline, this is Kibler. 10-footer in and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Dwyer. Her shot is blocked. Rebound comes down to Jamie Johnson. Ty Peachy with it. Mackay gets it on the left wing to Megan Young. Now to Jamie Johnson. Looking for some help. And gets to Jessica Howard on the right wing. She'll fire the three. It's long. 5 seconds to play. Ty Peachy trying to chase down the rebound. The ball goes out of bounds. And Washington will have it with 3.3 seconds to play. So doesn't look like Jess is going to get a chance to at least tie that record. But what an effort tonight. 2-1. And the Panthers don't even get a shot off. But the Galesburg Silver Streaks defeat the Washington Panthers. And the Galesburg Silver Streaks contingent giving a standing ovation to this team, and namely to Jessica Howard, as she hit 11 three-pointers in the basketball game. And the Streaks are now 10-3 on the season. They've won 5 in a row. Final score, Galesburg 83, Washington 61. We'll take a timeout and come back with our post-game show. Get a chance to talk with one of the Streaks coaches. Also name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game and run down our final stats. 83-61 Streaks win. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Discovery Depot, where play and learning go hand in hand. And by Dr. Hausline and the Hearing Clinic in Galesburg. Proud to bring you the action of GHS girls basketball on WGIL.
It's Michelle and Patsy from Bates Collision Center.
We're all about teamwork here at Bates. Everyone here plays an important role in the repair of your vehicle after an accident.
From the moment you walk in our door, you can trust that the team at Bates Collision Center is working for you.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
WGIL proudly supports the Galesburg community.
Hi, this is Mandy Anderson from WGIL. When it's time to take down the Christmas tree, you can get it chipped into mulch at Lowe's in Galesburg from December 26th through January 3rd. Keep it bare, no flocking, no tinsel, please. But it's free and good for the environment. Get the details at WGIL.com.
We're here. Local owners, local radio hosts, local news, local community involvement. Find out more anytime at WGIL.com. Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Craddy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street. Building a better bond between you and your pet. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg. We take the decision out of collision. By Galesburg Nissan. Just off the square in downtown Galesburg. And by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Are you a diehard sports fan? Prove it! Head to the Athletic Holy Land.
The mecca of sports equipment apparel.
Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. They have uniforms for the team, athletic shoes, spirit wear, letterman's jackets for all area schools, sports equipment, and they do custom lettering screen printing. And of course, they carry all the hottest brands like Wilson, Rawlings, Louisville Slugger, Adidas, Holloway, Pro Celebrity, and more. And when it comes time to pay homage to your local sports stars, call Breedlove for trophies, medals, signs, plaques, and awards. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Everything's sports.
Imagine if someone would pay you for living. Pekin Insurance new return and premium life insurance policy does just that. Your beneficiary will receive the full death benefit if something happens to you, and the policy will return the amount you paid in premiums if you're still living at the end of the 20-year term and have kept the policy in force. Talk to Craddy Insurance, your local Pekin Insurance agency, about a money-back guarantee on your life insurance. Return and premium life insurance. That's coverage that goes beyond the expected.
There's no such thing as a morning person. There is no wrong side of the bed or case of the Mondays. There are only those who know the simple joy of breakfast and those who don't. There are two things certain in this life. The sun always rises, and McDonald's prepares breakfast hot and fresh every morning just for you. Breakfast with hot cakes and premium roast coffee. Did they invent it? No, but they did perfect it. So when's the last time you had breakfast for breakfast? At participating McDonald's.
You know what's a pain? The cost of propane. How much are you planning to spend this winter? Take a few minutes now to consider a hybrid heating system from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. This hybrid system constantly compares inside and outside air temperatures and switches between two energy sources to keep your home at the temperature you want automatically. It'll help take the pain out of the cost of propane. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Turner Prescription, where they strive to get you in and out in 15 minutes or less. Cloudy skies, cold tonight, a low dropping to 20. Tomorrow, partly sunny and a high reaching 32. Clouds on Wednesday night, a low of 22, and Thursday, cloudy with a high of 32. Thursday night, several inches of snow likely, along with a low of 25. Currently in downtown Galesburg, 23 at WGIL.
Stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey. WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14.
Back here at Washington High School, where the Galesburg Silver Streaks defeated the Washington Panthers. Final score 83-61. A huge game for Jessica Howard with 11 threes in the ball game. Now, let's give you a little background here. The state record for three-pointers in the ball game was 12, held by Cassie Drew from Anna Jonesboro. Also, Courtney Weeble from Rockton Hunanega. She did it in 2006. Only two others have hit 11 in a game. Now three of them. One was Angie Stapp from Williamsville back in 1990, and then Cassie Drew again in 2002, the one who has 12 in a ball game. So, boy, what an effort by Jessica Howard and the Galesburg Silver Streaks here tonight. We're waiting for Streaks head coach Evan Massey to join us. He's just about ready to come up this way. Also, the Galesburg High boys, the winner tonight, 59-43. They defeated the Sterling Golden Warriors. They're now 8-3 on the season. Galesburg sophomore girls lost 42-37. Another record tonight in basketball. This on the college side. The University of Connecticut women's team had 88 wins going into tonight. That was tied with the all-time record by Coach John Wooden's great UCLA men's teams of the 60s and 70s. UConn played another ranked team tonight in Florida State. Blew them out 93-62 to record the record 89th consecutive victory. And Eric and I were kind of talking about this on the way over here. I mean, they're just so good that you don't even see them losing a game this year. They're just an incredible effort by Gino Auriemma and that UConn women's program. Streaks head coach Evan Massey, still trying to make his way over here. He's getting a little bit closer. He's up on our level now, at least.
Yeah, getting a lot of help from the parents, I think, after today's big win.
83-61, the final score. Coming up in a few minutes, we'll run down our post-game stats. Also, we will name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. That's going to be a tough one, don't you think? Maybe not.
Yeah.
Joined now by Streaks head coach Evan Massey. And, Coach, boy, what a game tonight. A team that against you, that you had them down a lot, but they never gave up. They kept fighting, tried to keep themselves in it. But, boy, early on, Jessica Howard, what do you even say about what she did tonight? I mean, coming in, the IHSA record for threes in a ball game was 12. A couple of players have done that. Now she's one of only three to hit 11 in a ball game. On, she's kind of what kept you going offensively.
Yeah, I mean, it's ironic as you look. I think we were 11 for 12 in the first half on twos, and then it was 8 for 12 on threes, and nobody else hit a three. I think the others, if I remember correctly, I think the others were 0 for 14 in the first half with it. And, you know, I didn't want to make a big deal of it at half, but then, you know, once we got up farther, when she was on the floor, you know, we said several times of get her the ball, and they did a good job defensively preventing her from. And I think maybe it's not a bad thing when you know, kids have trouble zoning in to get it to one kid that way. But it's a great night for Jessica, and you know, proud of her that she's worked really hard to become the shooter that she has. And tonight was sure a special night for her.
Well, and you know, what's so fun to watch about her, we've talked about it throughout the season, and you've talked about the improvement in her defense as well. I mean, even if she hits a three, she'll get back and you know, make a play defensively as well. She did that numerous times tonight in a couple of traps. She caused some turnovers, and obviously she's not a one-dimensional player.
Right. No, she isn't. She's improved that, and then, you know, she, in the first half when they came out hard, you know, drove to the basket and got a couple of nice looks that way. So, you know, it's a good night. You know, I think we went into that lull in the late third or late fourth where we couldn't hit shots, and we turned it in. We're in a 28-point game down to a 14,
Well, and I thought your girls did a pretty good job down the stretch. Obviously, you knew they were going to be cognizant of Jessica, and they came out, and not only on her, they were really bodying up defensively. They were calling some of it. A lot of it they weren't. I thought your girls did a pretty decent job of handling that pressure and the way they were letting them, you know, kind of push and body up defensively.
Yeah, they were. Their two post players inside did a nice job. They created problems for us. We didn't go around second shot.
Well, you got to feel good. Five consecutive wins, and now your 10th win on the season coming in or heading into the end of the holiday tournament.
Yeah, and we're at the point where now I think it'll be nice. We have the other three sophomores at practice full time. We'll be scoring into the tournament, and we'll be helping. And it's nice. The kids look forward to have the opportunity to go away and play different people and. Hopefully that'll turn out to be a good tournament. We've sure had, a very good first half of the season.
Well, talk a little bit about heading into the tournament, what your schedule is going to be like heading down to Charleston.
We're actually going to, we'll practice tomorrow and Thursday, then we'll take off Friday and Saturday, and then what we'll do is have a shoot-around Sunday afternoon, evening before we leave, and because we're playing in the morning, we're actually going to leave Sunday evening then and stay down there.
Well, Coach, congratulations on another nice win, and what a string of games you put together here, and 10 wins heading into the holiday. Pretty impressive.
Well, pretty exciting right now.
All right. Coach, thank you. Good luck on the holiday tournament. That is Streaks head coach Evan Massey here on our post-game show. We're going to take a timeout, come down and run down our post-game stats and more. You're listening to Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
When you're looking for rawhide, look for the products made right here in the USA. They taste so much better than the ones made in faraway places. I recommend Grillers, tastiest rawhide straight out of Chicago, and Harvester's Mini Cookies, also made right here in Illinois. Throw them in my bowl. Sweet potato, vanilla, and chicken. They're my favorite.
Join them on Facebook, Thorne's Pets and Supplies, on Seminary Street in Galesburg, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
When you trust, you rely on the strength, integrity, and ability of another. For over a century, families in Galesburg and the surrounding communities have put their trust in OSF St. Mary Medical Center. Our physicians, family practitioners, and staff work hard to earn your trust every day through the use of the latest technologies and procedures, providing a comfortable environment for you to discuss treatment options as well as prevention, giving you confidence that you are receiving the highest quality health care possible. OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare.
WGIL invites you to join us for selections from Sounds Like Christmas, featuring the United Junior High Choir and the ICS Choir, Christmas Eve at noon and Christmas Day at 7 a.m. on WGIL.
Back here at Washington High School, where the Galesburg Silver Streaks have defeated the Washington Panthers 83-61. It's the fifth consecutive win for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. They are now 10-3 on the season. And we're going to go ahead right now and name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Now, this young lady had a, pretty decent game tonight. Something that only two other players in the history of Illinois girls high school basketball have done. That's hitting 11 three-pointers. Jessica Howard, boy, it must feel good to have that feeling just knowing it's going to go in every time it leaves your hand.
Yeah, it was pretty nice.
And, I thought another thing, your teammates did such a good job of, obviously Washington was cognizant of your ability and came out in the second half, did a good job defensively on you, and you knew they were going to be all over you, so you did a nice job getting free, but your teammates and you also took advantage of that. You got a lot of back doors and looks under the basket.
Yeah, they set, like, we were running plays so we could set screens down so we could get the ball up top, and everyone else on the team just set really good screens, and I got open. So.
Now we're on the floor down the stretch toward the end of the game when you had, after you'd gotten that 11th. I know our fans up here, every time you touched the ball, they were wanting you to shoot it. Could you kind of hear that, or were your teammates kind of the same way?
Yeah, I could hear them up in the stands yelling, and then down there, Jamie Johnson was just like, give her the ball! But I don't know. Everybody else can shoot too. So.
Well, you guys did a nice job, and one of the things I talked with to Coach Massey about is the fact that the defense that you played. There's times in tonight and other games where you've made a play, made a three, and then come back and hustled back and made a good play defensively. And it's nice to be known as not just a shooter, that you're not a one-dimensional player, that you can do it all out there.
Yeah, that's just what the system is about. You can't just play hard on offense or on defense. You have to play hard both ends of the court. So.
Well, Jessica, it's such a great effort and a team effort tonight. Obviously, you kept them in it early offensively, but because of that, it was able to open things up for your teammates in that second half.
Thanks.
All right, good game, Jessica.
Thanks.
That is Streaks guard Jessica Howard, 5'7" senior. What an effort tonight with 37 points, and she is our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. And honestly, Erica, you know, we talk about crunch time, and really, it was early in this basketball game when Washington was right there with us, and we really couldn't get much going offensively. And Jessica hit, what, 5 3-pointers in that first quarter. And at halftime, she was actually tied with the Washington Panthers at 28 points apiece.
Yeah, for most of that first half, she was outscoring Washington. And you're right, and that really, as weird as it sounds, was a crunch time part of this game.
Yeah.
Because she was needing to hit those shots just to keep us in it, like you said, because we were really struggling offensively. Jessica Lieber, in fact, if you look at it, started the 0-for-7 from the field. Mickey Rodriguez was 0-for-6 from the field. So a lot of players that we normally rely on offensively were not there, and she was able to step up. She got those points. She kept us in it early. And like you said to Joss, once she started hitting those, yeah, the other four players on the floor really had easy looks, because then all the attention was drawn to her.
83-61, the final score. The Streaks a winner tonight. Galesburg boys a 59-43 winner over Sterling. We're going to take a timeout, come back, and run down our post-game statistics. You're listening to Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
This is Jeff Klink with Galesburg Nissan, wishing all the Streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown. The area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at GalesburgCars.com.
Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
Back at Ray Torrey Gym, Washington High School, where the Galesburg Silver Streaks have defeated the Washington Panthers 83-61. Jessica Howard, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Time to take a look at our post-game final stats, brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it, and this was one of those nights, if we were at home, people would have gotten their triple cheeseburgers, because the Streaks hit 13 from behind the arc. By the way, when Wyman and I were up at Main South on Saturday, and we hit, what did we end up with, 15 in that game? I was bucking for something. I thought, you know, I ended up going to Giordano's. I'm thinking triple Giordano's or triple, you know, Portillo's, triple Chicago-style hot dogs, but it didn't work out. But I guess Coach Massey was going to do something for those fans that were up there and had their shirts on.
Oh.
I think that if they were here tonight, he was going to get them their triple cheeseburger coupons.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice. You should have wore yours.
I know. Well, I don't have one. I always... I always get my triple cheeseburger coupon from somebody else.
Oh, I see.
83-61, the final score. Scoring-wise, first off, for the Galesburg Silver Streaks, what a night for Jessica Howard. 37 points. She hit 11 three-pointers. The only thing she didn't do was make a free throw. She was 0-for-1 from the line, which is very unusual for her anyway.
It is. Well, and the other way to think about it is, you know, you watched her hit 8 three-pointers in that first half. You would have thought a couple times that Washington would come out and try to set a message by putting her into the bleachers a couple times. And it looked like they tried on a couple of attempts, but no fouls were called. So yeah, you would have thought she would have had a couple more free throws.
Nobody else in double figures for the Streaks, but good balance. 9 points for Myra Diggins. She had a good night tonight on the three baskets. And let's see, 3 for 5 from the free throw line. 6 points for Emma Junk on a couple of baskets, and 2 for 2 from the line. 6 points for Sadie Hamilton on three baskets. 7 points for Jamie Johnson, including a three-pointer, and 2 for 2 from the free throw line. 4 points for Ty Peachy. 5 points for for Jessica Lieber, including a three-pointer in that fourth quarter. 7 points for Megan Young, including one for two from the free throw line. The streak's just 8 for 15. Actually, a little bit better in the second half. 3 for 5 from the free throw line. 8 for 15 from the game. Scoring-wise for the Panthers, balanced attack. 13 from Katie. What was that last name? After the game's over, I've completely forgotten. I'm looking at the way it's spelled now, and that's not how it's pronounced.
Megacy.
Megacy, yeah. Megyesi is the way it's spelled.
Yeah.
Katie Megacy with 13. Panthers 9 for 15 from the line.
Well, the turnover story, streaks 20 turnovers, 25 for Washington. He, as far as Coach Massey's concerned, he could probably live with 20 turnovers, except for 11 of them came in the second half. You'd like to tighten it up a little bit at that point. 25 from Washington, he'd like to force around 30, so that's a little low. Rebounds in favor of the streaks, 43-42, so narrow margin there. But the big number, in my opinion, was the offensive board. 21-16 streaks out offensive rebounding, but the streaks only had 7 in the first half. So 14 offensive rebounds in that second half. The streaks did a much better job hitting the boards. And realistically, though, after they shot 11 for 12 in that first half, there were more rebounds to be had because after going 11 of 12 from the field, they came back in that second half and they were 7 of 12. So a couple more to be had, and then the three-pointer situation, 8 for 24 in that first half, 5 for 24 in the second half. The streaks shot at 43% from the field, pretty good number, or a great number for the streaks offensive system. Washington shot 41% from the field, pretty good considering the defense at times gives up a lot of easy baskets, and we saw some of those easy buckets tonight, and they were still able to limit Washington to just 41%. But the biggest number on the scoreboard, 22-point win, and you'll take that any day of the week. And, you know, after that Illini West game, how sloppy that game was, how the streaks lost a game that you thought they should have won, and you're sitting at 0-1, I don't think that many would have predicted they'd be sitting at 10-3 right now. And then even after the last conference game, the two conference games ago, last one for me, when they were at 5-3 after losing that tough one to UT, to rattle off 5 wins in a row is pretty impressive going into the holiday tournament.
Yeah, 10 wins heading into the holidays. And like you said, after that first game of the season, not too many people would have thought that. Our post-game stats brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it. We'll take our final timeout. Did we take the final one? No, we got one more, I think. Take our final timeout and come back. You're listening to Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Sassy! Sassy!
This week's episode, Rattlesnake at the Pond.
Oh, Johnny, skipping rocks at the pond sure is fun.
Hey, look, a moving stick.
That ain't a stick. That's a rattlesnake.
Sassy, we're in danger.
Good idea, Sassy. Go get Mr. Gunderson. You will in a second, but first you'd like to tell us something we may not know about animal shelters in the United States?
It's getting close, Sassy!
Approximately 8 million pets enter shelters each year? The majority of which are in shelters because of owner-related issues that the animals have no control over?
Sassy the rattlesnake! Save us, Sassy!
What, Sassy? You wish you were videotaping this? Sassy!
Sassy is brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org. Remember, adopt.
Terry Cavanaugh here for the WGIL Morning News, congratulating Bonnie Riggins of Rio, who won a Mannheim Steamroller gift bag today. And listen in tomorrow morning as we give away the gift baskets of Christmas on WGIL.
Galesburg Silver Streaks defeat the Washington Panthers 83-61. The final score. Streaks are now 10-3 on the season. What a win here tonight, and what a game from Jessica Howard. 37 points, 11 3-pointers in the basketball game. Like you said, that, you know, you stop at the end of the first half with what she had done. That's a great basketball game. It's rare that you see a player do what she did in one half of basketball tonight.
Yeah, eight for 12 at the half, shooting the ball from behind the arc. She had 28 points. You know, you're right. She finishes with 37. Just a phenomenal job. We've seen how good of a shooter she can be, and she really lit it up, and she was feeling it. And that's one of the best feelings in sports, is when you can feel that shot, and it feels like everyone that comes off your fingers is going out. It's just like when you get in the zone as a baseball player, and you're hit, everything you swing at seems to go deep. So just a great job by her. And you know, and you keep harping on it, but it's true. One of the biggest parts of it was she wasn't satisfied just shooting the ball. She was getting back, playing defense, and she was able to keep things moving. And it opened up for her teammates. You know, after that first quarter, I thought we're up by 2 points. It's 23-21. This one's going to be kind of a dogfight. And then she kind of just turned it on, and the rest of the team started to open up because she was hitting. And that's the beauty of the system, is that, you know, if the threes are falling, the twos become a lot easier.
Yeah,
if the threes aren't falling, then you're hopefully getting those offensive rebounds and getting the easy twos.
You bet. Well, a good win for the Streaks tonight, and what a way to go into the holidays with a record of 10-3. Thanks to our studio engineer, Nick Devlin, tonight. Final score, once again, Galesburg 83, Washington 61. For Eric Gibson, I'm Tom Arida, saying good night from Washington.